Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, when your tongue is enjoying your mouthful of ice cream, another body part may be tasting that tasty treat.
When you say taste, what you really mean is sense. There may be a whole other pathway in the brain toggling our sugar switch, and it's in our gut.
Scientists working with mice found that when sugar enters the intestines, it binds to receptors that send signals up the vagal nerve to an area of the brain called CNST. The vagal nerve connects the gut to the brain.
And only glucose triggers the signal, not other forms of sugar such as fructose in fruit or even artificial sweeteners. So it's not the sugary taste that triggers the gut-to-brain pathway, but the actual glucose molecule that the brain responds to. This makes sense, since glucose is the building block of life.
Scientists in this study found that mice given sugar water and artificially sweetened water had at first liked both, but quickly only drank from the sugary water. Then, when they bypassed the tongue and injected sugar into mice guts, the pathway was again stimulated.
This study affirms the importance of glucose because this gut-to-brain pathway only activates the glucose signaling after it's been ingested and absorbed.
It also makes sure that animals identify, develop, and reinforce a strong preference for glucose-containing foods.
That explains why sugar substitutes have neither satisfied sugar cravings nor lowered sugar intake in America. Maybe this work will lead to healthier ways to satisfy our sugar cravings.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.